Let's turn overseas now, where rebels appear to be on the brink of defeat in the bloody battle for Aleppo. Syrian government forces claim to have seized almost all of the city, which was once a rebel stronghold. And that leaves thousands of lives hanging in the balance. We get more from NBC's Richard Engel.
The Syrian government's long-awaited and brutally fought total military victory in Aleppo now seems close. Government forces control 93% of the city, the Russian military said today. So faced with what seems to be an almost certain defeat, thousands are crossing over to government territory. But they face an uncertain fate once they do. The UN today said it's received reports of hundreds of men who've gone missing.
Those who support the Syrian regime will forever be associated with the fate of these men, some of whom are still boys.
Even Dr. Farida, who told us tonight she's the last female doctor left in rebel-held East Aleppo, worries what the regime will do to her.
Of course, I'm afraid. When they approach to my house, I just wait what they want to do with me.
Why are you still staying?
Because I'm a doctor. I can't go out. There are some people need me.
But staying in Eastern Aleppo could mean dying anyway. Our camera followed this man with his wife when she collapsed. He prayed for her last rites. She died a short time later.
Secretary Kerry tonight said what's happening in Syria is the worst catastrophe since World War II. For the rebels, Aleppo was their biggest hope to bring down the regime. Now many there just hope to get out with their lives. Lester?